14th day of the blessed month of Paramhotap. May God begin in the goodness and renew it for us. And renew it for us in peace and tranquility our sin and inquiet forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the Holy Fathers Eugenius, Alastoros, and Elpidius were martyred. These saints were Christians through their ancestry, walking faithfully in the way of God. They had a great deal of knowledge about the church subjects. Saint Armand, the Patriarch of Jerusalem, ordained them bishops without stated sees to go around preaching and teaching the word of God. They went to many cities, and the people of one of the cities went out, beat them severely and mercilessly, and they stoned them until they departed in peace and received the crown of martyrdom. The blessing of their prayers be with us all, amen. On this day also of the year of 20 of martyrs, Saint Shenouda al-Bahnasawi were martyred. This saint was born in the city of al-Bahnasa, and he was a devout Christian. Some wicked men led accusations against him to Prince Maximinus, who was appointed by Diocletian. That he was Christian, he broke the saint and asked him about his faith. The saint confessed his faith in the Lord Christ and did not deny it. He ordered his men to throw him on the ground, beat him with hammers until his flesh was torn and his blood flew on the ground. Then they cast him into a repulsive, smelly prison. The Lord sent Michael, the archangel who healed his wounds, strengthened, encouraged, and promised him with a crown of glory after he led, endured what would befall him from tortures. On the next morning, the prince ordered his soldiers to go and check on him. They found him standing up praying. When they told the prince about him, he brought the saint and saw him well and unharmed. He was perplexed and said, "He is a sorcerer." Then he ordered to crucify him head downwards and to light fire under him, which did not harm him. They crushed him with a hembazine and finally beheaded him. Thus he received the crown of martyrdom. During the night, the believers took his pure body, poured expensive perfumes over him, shrouded him in a costly wrapping, laid him in a coffin, and buried him with a great honor. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, amen. On this day also of the year of 959 of the martyrs, the Holy Father Pope Kirill III, the 75th Patriarch of Alexandria, who was known as Ibn al-Akhluq, departed. He was born in Al-Fayyum to Christian parents. When he grew, became a monk in the monastery of Mary Victor nearby Cairo. After the departure of Pope Ioannis VI, they chose the monk Daud ibn al-Akhluq for the patriarchate in the year of 1235 AD. During the days of this father, a holy council convened, which was attended by 14 bishops, and they put down many canons of recognize the church from many aspects, which were published in 5 books. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.